From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Great show for you today. We have R&B superstar Toni Braxton. She'll be our guest later on. But what if you don't want to wait 20 minutes or so to hear a soulful, sexy baritone? Well, you're in luck. Because joining us today as our judge and scorekeeper is gentleman rogue and, of course, legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. He's right here. So, Bill, I have to ask, why would a man of your achievements and prestige want to join a two-bit sideshow like this?
Well, if there's one thing I've learned in my decades in broadcasting, Peter, is this. Chicks dig fart jokes.
Whatever you're into, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Aaron Dexter. Aaron from, Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, you screwed it up already. We'll have to find it out. No, hello, Aaron. I'm kidding. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. You're in Norfolk?
Yes.
Norfolk.
Pronounced it properly.
Thank you. It's a dangerous way to pronounce the name of your town, but I'm willing to go there. Welcome to the show, Aaron. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the man behind Esquire's politics blog and a contributor to Grantland.com. It's Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Aaron.
Next, it's a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Ms. Kiri O'Connor is here.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Kiri.
And finally, it's a humorist and an author, most recently of Alpha Better Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt Jr. Aaron, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis, right here, is going to perform for you, recreate for you, three quotations from and about the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them, and you will win our prize, still, now, and forever, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here is your first quote, Bill.
I have to hire a great workforce to compete with those cyber criminals, and some of those kids want to smoke weed on the way to the interview.
That was the director of what big agency who now said he'd have to start recruiting stoners?
The FBI.
Yes, very good. James Comey, he's the head of the FBI, said he'd have to alter the Bureau's drug use policy because it can't find enough talented computer security experts who don't smoke weed. This is going to do wonders for the FBI's image. Instead of the guy dressed in the off-the-rack suit with sunglasses coming to the door, it'll be a guy in a fish t-shirt and sandals saying, "Hey, I guess I'm the man, man."
G for Ganjamin.
Yeah. You know, they'll work in pairs as they interrogate good cop, mellow cop.
You're always going to be able to tell when they're staking out, though, because this giant Cheetos truck is going to be right in front of them.
By the way, I should say, the next day, Comey said he was only joking. He does not approve of marijuana. They're not going to change the policy. Instead, their agents are going to be the standard model, desperate, middle-aged alcoholics they've relied on for years. Aaron, here is your next quote.
The U.S. is such a mincing rascal.
That was a newspaper in another country reacting to the U.S. indicting five of their army officers for the crime of cyber espionage. What's the country?
Sounds British, but
the U.S. is such a mincing rascal.
I'm going to say it's China.
It is China. Very good. Yes. That was translated from Chinese from a newspaper that speaks for the government there. The indictment of the five officers is the first time that the U.S. has charged any foreigners with cyber espionage. The U.S. went so far as to print up wanted posters, seriously, for these guys. One of the wanted cyber criminals is named Wang Dong.
Oh, no.
We call that to your attention only because he's named Wang Dong. Still happy you joined our show, Bill?
The officers, by the way, are charged not with spying on the U.S. government, but on U.S. companies to steal trade secrets. Mm. Investigators were clued into some copyright violations when the Chinese made a car which turned off whenever you jiggled the ignition switch. But why is this a problem if they're stealing our stuff? I mean, you know, let's just make sure they steal our worst stuff. Whatever you do, don't show China these blueprints for Cinnabons. And guard this with your life. It's the secret plans for Bing.com.
Bing dong.
Yes? Is there someone at the door? All right, Aaron, here is your last quote.
Frosted Flakes, now with added carbon.
That was a headline from Oxfam America's website saying what's about to get a lot more expensive thanks to climate change.
Sugar?
Not sugar, but sugar goes onto this stuff a lot.
Corn?
Well, yeah, but specific.
Cereal,
yes, breakfast cereal. Ooh. The charity Oxfam International warns that cereal prices will soar over the next 15 years as weather affects the growth of basic crops like wheat, rice, and crunch berries.
Right.
Cereal, one of the many products Americans fool themselves into thinking is healthy, would become a rare luxury item like Tesla cars and polar ice caps.
What about the marshmallows and Lucky Charms?
They will one day become currency.
Mm. Really? Oh.
We're just going to have to sleep till lunch.
Do you think this will finally, because one of the things that's going on is that nobody seems to care about climate change. Oh, the ice caps are melting. Oh, well, big deal. So a lot of places, including in this case the food charity Oxfam, is trying to scare people by saying, look, if you don't do something, you will lose this precious thing. Beer, we've heard about, is going to be in danger. Now breakfast cereal. Mm. Will it finally be the post-toasty shortage that gets us finally worked up?
No, because Taco Bell still has a breakfast menu. Mm.
And there's nothing organic in those at all.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, how did Aaron do in our quiz?
She did perfectly. Aaron, congratulations.
Thank you so much for playing, Aaron. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.